Welcome to the Arrowhead Fanatic Podcast.
With my husband.
And my father, Jason Thomas.
Well, Chiefs Kingdom, we got the first preseason game out of the way last night. It was pretty awesome. The Chiefs put a whooping on the Bengals. But more importantly, in the preseason, the first string all the way through the fourth string played really well. And it was as fun of a preseason game as I have watched in a long, long time because everybody was playing with a lot of passion and excitement last night. In this episode, I'm just going to quickly go over some stats from last night's game and then go over the different things that I personally saw in the game. The Chiefs' offense didn't disappoint last night. They put up 38 points, 400 total yards of offense, and then the defense only gave up 14 points, gave up 274 yards on defense, but really impressively, they only gave up 1.8 yards per rush. Last night, Mahomes was 4 for 4 for 66 yards. Henny was 2 for 4 for 26 yards. And then early in the second quarter, actually I think it was the start of the second quarter, Kyle Shermer came in, and him and Chase Litton are battling for the number three quarterback on the roster, which probably the number three quarterback on this roster will be a practice squad guy and not a roster guy. But Shermer went 6 for 15 for 77 yards and a TD. He started out really hot and then struggled in the passing game later on in the first half. Chase Litton was 11 for 15 with 122 yards, two TDs, and a pick. Now, Shermer, when he was in there, he did have a couple pass interferences that helped him move the ball down the field. But if those balls had been caught instead of the receiver getting interfered with, his numbers probably would have been quite a bit better. And Litton, even though he was 11 for 15, I didn't think he was exceptionally accurate last night. He got the ball there fast. He gave the receiver a chance to make a play, but he wasn't always dead on with it. In the run game, Darwin Thompson had 5 carries for 22 yards, averaged 4.4 per carry. Josh Caldwell, of course, had the big run late in the fourth quarter. He ended up with 4 carries for 59 yards and a TD. That is really awesome for kind of a local guy in the Kansas City area to, get this chance. And, he's really not likely to make this team, probably really not likely to even make the practice squad, but it gives him a chance. And, of course, Carlos Hyde, who started the game, he had 2 carries for 2 yards and a touchdown. We didn't really get a chance to see too much out of him. What we did see wasn't particularly impressive, but the Chiefs were all about passing the ball on that first drive. Now, the receivers, I'm just going to highlight a few of them. Bell, the tight end, he had 2 catches for 37 yards. Deion Yelder, the other tight end, had 2 for 32 and a touchdown. So Blake Bell and Deion Yelder both had similar receiving stats, fighting for that second and third tight end position. Mecole Hardman had 2 catches for 31 yards and a TD. Of course, he kind of had that it was that short shovel pass that he took for a touchdown where you could really see his speed. Cody Thompson had 2 catches for 19 yards. I think they're on back-to-back plays out of the slot. You could really see his separation and what he brings. I mean, he easily separated from the third and fourth string corners. And Darwin Thompson had the 1 reception for 29 yards and a touchdown. And then on kickoff returns, there were a couple really nice ones last night. Byron Pringle had a 50-yarder, and Mecole Hardman had a 44-yarder. And then Rashad Davis had a 32-yarder, and Tre'Mond Smith had a 25-yarder. I don't think that bodes particularly well for Tre'Mond Smith to be trying to change positions, and kind of the one foothold he has on this team is as a returner. And Pringle and Hardman both looked good last night in that role. So now let's get to some of the things I saw specifically last night. So I've got a whole bunch of notes scribbled down here, and hopefully I can make some sense of it. I was able to watch the game twice this morning. It was the NFL Network version, so they cut out a little bit of the fourth quarter, but I was able to see most of it. So I watched it once through and just saw what kind of popped to me the first time, and then I watched it a second time, focusing on specific players. The first thing that popped out to me was Reggie Ragland out there with the first string. Normally, I don't believe he would be out there in some of those situations, but he was out there playing zone defense against the pass with Darren Lee. And Ragland, that's definitely not his thing. He doesn't get his head around. He's not looking for receivers to run through his zones. His feet were planted in the ground. And he just, I don't think it's really that he's that slow. I think his recognition is just bad. So, you know, he's not started moving until the ball is basically to the receiver. But man, he did look very good against the run. He laid a smack on people a couple different times and even got to the sideline, which is the speed that you want to see from him out there. It was just his recognition in the zone passing defense that I thought looked rough. And in that first drive where Cincinnati scored, they specifically basically attacked him. Darren Lee looked a little bit better in that role. He at least recognizes who's coming through the zone. He's making a break on it. He just wasn't able to get there. He led the team in tackles last night with 8. But he wasn't perfect by any means. He missed a few tackles in coverage when the receiver was in front of him. He was coming downhill, and he just wasn't able to make the tackle, which you really want to be able to see him make that tackle. And it's the first preseason game, so I'm not going to be too hard on him, but I wasn't super impressed with Darren Lee in that game. Bashad Breeland with the first team defense. You know, he made a great form tackle on kind of a wide receiver screen type play where he knifed through the block, laid a hit. He got beat terribly by a receiver on a play, but he was able to, you know, catch back up, and with a poor throw, he was able to knock it away. He's definitely got a little bit of explosiveness, a little bit of an attitude with him, and I honestly like to see that in the secondary. I think he's somebody that is going to get beat from time to time, but he's also going to make some plays. Go to offense just a little bit here, get back with it. Blake Bell, he looked pretty good as a receiver in that first drive, first couple drives. You know, he had a couple catches, you know, and he looked like he's got some speed. As a blocker, he looks like a little bit better blocker than Yelder. You know, he just gets set a little better. Yelder looks more like an athlete, more like a receiver, and Blake looks like a good receiver, but also a good blocker. I was a little bit disappointed, not specifically with Bell, probably more with Schwartz, but on the very first passing play of the game, Mahomes threw the ball to Kelsey, but he took a shot. And the guy that he took a shot from, I'm not sure if it was Dunlap or the other end, but that guy was supposed to be double blocked by Schwartz and Bell. They'd moved Bell out from spread out, brought him to the end of the line. And he had the block on the guy, and Schwartz actually looked down, but there wasn't anybody to block, and then he didn't get back to help Bell, so the end had a one-on-one against a tight end, and of course he whooped Bell, which an end is going to do just about every time, and Mahomes ended up taking a pretty good shot for that. Schwartz, to me, did not look particularly good last night. There was another play, I believe, you know, might have been the first play in the red zone, where, you know, he got beat pretty bad. It ended up not affecting the play, but, you know, he just normally looks better than that. I know he had a stiff back earlier in camp and he missed some practice, and I'm wondering if he's just still working through some things because, and, you know, it's the first week too, so I'm sure he'll have it together by the first week, but I was a little bit surprised when I just watched him on that first drive at how stiff that he looked. McCole Hardman, man, you could definitely see his speed in this game. He had that kind of shovel pass that he took for the touchdown. He had the 44-yard kickoff return. He had another catch where, you know, he picked up 4 or 5 yards after the catch. You know, his speed is as advertised. He gets to that speed quickly, and then he's a little bit harder to bring down than I thought. He's got a little bit more leg drive. I don't know that he's going to be necessarily a game changer this year, but when he's your, fourth option on offense, he's very, very dangerous, and you can see that already. Let's see. My guy, Darwin Thompson. If you've listened to this podcast at all, you know that back in March, I was saying the Chiefs needed to get this guy, Darwin Thompson. This was the first year I've really went and looked at college guys coming to the NFL very much, at least more than a normal fan does, maybe. And I saw this Darwin Thompson guy, kind of got turned on to him, and I just fell in love with him. He's my favorite running back in this entire draft class. I'm not saying he was the best running back in this entire draft class, but for the Chiefs, I think he was. The way they run the zone blocking scheme, that's perfect for him. He can catch the ball out of the backfield and do some crazy things, and you could really see that last night. That inside zone run, I think he was getting underestimated by a lot of analysts because he's so powerful, and you could see that translated against the twos in this game for sure. He had that leap. Of course, the guy ended up getting blocked, so he leaped really for no reason, but it was still really impressive. And then he had the 29-yard reception for a touchdown where really it was simple. He caught the ball and then just outran everybody to the corner of the end zone. But it kind of cracked me up to hear all these analysts talking. I can, still see them talking about how well in a year or two he's going to be really good, or when he figures this out, he's going to be really good, or if he could just do this, he'd be really good. And he can do a lot of things. He had a great pass blocking rep in this game. He went low, took the guy completely out of the play. That was the one specific, pass blocking situation where I saw him in this game, and he did great. You could see the explosion in his game. You could see the power. All those things were really evident in his college film. I don't know what these guys were saying when they said, well, he doesn't have enough explosion, or will his balance and contact balance, be the same against higher competition. And I just thought it was obvious it was going to be, because he literally destroyed guys in college. I mean, he embarrassed them. He doesn't have to do that against NFL players, but just being able to keep his feet and keep going forward, is a very Kareem Hunt-like trait. I'm so proud of him, and I think he's going to make a difference on this team sometime down the road. It might not be right off the bat, but I think he's definitely going to be somebody that Andy Reid falls in love with and wants to get out there on the field. I was a little bit impressed by John Lovett, the kind of H-back, fullback, tight end. He had a couple really good receptions. He had a couple really good special teams plays, one on one of the punt return fumbles by the Bengals. I did hear that he separated his shoulder in the game, so I'm guessing he'll be out for a while. I hate to see that, because he looked impressive. He really reminded me a lot of Sherman when I saw him out there, just a bit more athletic. Tano Passanio, as an outside rusher, he was playing defensive end early in the game, kind of the nine tech. That's the guy that's really spread out wide, spread out even to the edge of like a tight end, if a tight end's out there. And where that benefits K-Pass is he's so big, he can get a couple steps of momentum before he hits the tackle. And he was just launching those tackles backwards. The Bengals don't have great tackles, so their starters are probably like second stringers and so forth. But he really looked good getting penetration there. He was getting his arms up. Later on in the game, towards the end of the second half, he moved inside, playing the three tech defensive tackle, which is the defensive tackle that's not over nose but spread out a little wider. And I watched these reps specifically for him. He didn't look particularly good his first three or four reps in there. He just tried to kind of bull rush the guard, and he wasn't very effective. He was probably a little bit tired. I'm sure he was giving 110% from the edge earlier, and then it's a completely different ball game on the inside. But he did end up having kind of a dip shoulder move, and he blew past the guard and got a sack From the inside, that was from the three tech position, so that was impressive. That speed he's got definitely plays on the inside. If he can find a way to be able to get a little more leverage on the inside and be able to use his power a little bit more, he could be dangerous there. Breland Speaks also had a sack. I think it was right after the K-Pass sack. Honestly, it looked to me more like dumb luck. I'm not trying to be down on Speaks, but that's really what it looked like. The tackle that was on him basically just leaned forward and got off balance, and so he just gave him this little hit move with his hands and was by him because the tackle was off balance and probably, might have even fell down without getting hit. So I wasn't too impressed by that. But Speaks, as bad as he looked on the outside, he did get a few reps on the inside. And to me, he did look better when he was on the inside of the defensive line. Somebody that did stand out a little bit to me and impressed me was Jeremiah Adichu. When we signed him, I thought it was going to be at kind of the Sam linebacker spot. But in this game, he played mostly defensive end, and he got a ton of pressure. I honestly believe he got the most pressure out of anybody we had out there consistently through the game. And he should have, because he was playing against second and threes, and he's been a starter in this league, and he's got sacks in this league. I believe he had six and a half sacks, excuse me, a few years ago for the Chargers. So he's definitely got some explosion off the edge, and I think he made a case for staying on this team, especially if he can be an emergency Sam linebacker. I mentioned Tremont Smith earlier that he didn't show a lot. I think he had 3 carries. It looks like the Chiefs might have some good returners on this team, so I'm not sure that Tremont Smith stays on this team. It was a little bit confusing. I saw the announcers get confused a couple times. There are a few double numbers on the Chiefs where an offensive player and a defensive player has the same number. Darwin Thompson is one of them with number 25. Number 34, Carlos Hyde wears that, and so did Herb Miller. It's just kind of one of those funny things that happens in preseason. Ben Neiman, came in at middle linebacker after Raglan left, and he looked really good to me. He's definitely active in the zone passing game, covering that middle zone. His feet don't stop. He keeps his eyes, on who's coming through his zone, and I thought he looked impressive there. And then against the run, he was making plays. He's not a particularly big linebacker, but he just has a way of knifing through, and he can move side to side, which some of these linebackers are bigger and go downhill and they don't have much lateral movement, but he definitely does. He had a beautiful tackle last night where he basically just had to lean into the right to square up a guy, and he did it perfectly. And I'm not sure the Chiefs of the linebackers have that flexibility to get over there and lay that type of hit on the running back. I was really impressed. I honestly don't see how anybody beats him out for a backup linebacker spot, especially as good as he is on special teams. Cam Irving came in with the second team at left tackle, and he did not fare well. He was holding some. I think he got called at least once. He got flat out just torched a couple times by backup guys. He is not a tackle. I'm not sure that they're ever going to get him where he's even average at tackle. I don't think he's particularly good on the inside either. I would not be shocked if he didn't show a lot of improvement if they didn't move on from him, because he was that bad tonight. Deion Yelder, I mentioned him a little bit earlier. He made a couple really good special teams plays. He recovered one of the fumbles. You can tell he's the more athletic tight end. I kept thinking he was a receiver. I kept thinking it was Byron Pringle out there when it was Deion Yelder, just because of the way he moves. And he had some good catches. I mean, he was definitely getting open. You could see him working the middle of the field against the Bengals zone coverage, and he was coming open. I was a little bit disappointed by Byron Pringle. Had a couple deep passes thrown his way. One was the pick that got overturned by the review that worked in the Chiefs' favor. It ended up being a pass interference against the defense. That was a pass to Pringle. There was another deep pass to Pringle later on, but he did get separation on both of those plays, but not a lot. And I would have liked to have seen more from him. He didn't have a catch in the game. Of course, he did have the big 50-yard kickoff return. He's not really a super speedster, but he's got some wiggle and explosion to him, and you could see it in that kickoff return. Cody Thompson, he had those two catches, out of the slot. I thought he looked really good. He gets separation easy. I really hope he's a guy we can keep on our practice squad. He's definitely not a blazer. He's not somebody that's going to stretch the field, but he can work the middle of the field very efficiently. And, to me, that would be a very nice guy to have on the practice squad to keep around another year. And he looked to me very good on special teams. He popped to me a couple times. The one fumbled kickoff that didn't hit the returner, but it hit a guy that was on the, receiving team that was just running down the field. He was trying to block Cody Thompson. There were two guys trying to block him. He got through him anyway, got down the field, and he had a lot to do with that play. And of course, Josh Caldwell, later in the game, he had a long run and took it in for a touchdown. I mentioned him earlier, but even though he's somebody who's probably not going to make the team, it was still really impressive. And those are the things that really jumped out to me. Of course, Mahomes looked fantastic. He wasn't out there a long time. I was glad that he slid right before he got into the end zone, didn't take the hit. And he does. He just looks so supremely confident that it really makes you breathe easy. Like he's telling all of Chiefs Kingdom, I got this. And we believe him. Kelce was only out there, I believe, for one play. Sammy Watkins for two plays. They each got a catch. They got off the field. I'm really excited to see what goes on next week. Just to kind of continue on what I saw this week, see if everything continues. There was one player I meant to mention, and I didn't because I couldn't read my own handwriting, and it finally hit me. Colin Saunders. I watched all of Saunders' snaps specifically, and I wasn't impressed. And he's a guy that I really want to like. I think he's got a lot of ability. I've seen a lot of clips, things about him that make you believe he's got a lot of ability. But in this game, he's getting double teamed a lot, but the Bengals were passing a lot, and he just wasn't getting a lot of penetration. Saw him get knocked off balance, knocked down the ground a couple times. That's not really what you want to see from your D tackles. And I kind of feel like maybe he's a little bit overwhelmed in this first game. He didn't come in until a little bit later in the game. I think it was mid third quarter or so. So, hopefully we can see some improvement from him by the end of the preseason, because he's one of the guys that I expected a little bit more from. Justin Hamilton, he popped a little bit. He played kind of with the first/second team out there in the first half, and he looked good. He had a couple run stuffs, and he even had a good pass rep where he put some pressure on the quarterback. I think they ended up completing that play, but he made the quarterback move out of the pocket. And he's somebody that I think it's going to be hard to leave him off of this team. That is all I got for this week. No football knowledge this week. We'll get back to that probably next week. Go Chiefs!